Thursday, November 12th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle of Joy. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
And come before his presence with a song.
Know this, the Lord himself is God.
He himself has made us, and we are his.
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving.
Go into his courts with praise.
Give thanks to him and call upon his name.
For the Lord is good.
His mercy is everlasting.
And his faithfulness endures from age to age.
Amen. Our morning prayer, the Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. New every morning is your love, great God of light, and all day long you are working for good in the world. Stir up in us desire to serve you, to live peacefully with our neighbors, and to devote each day to your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Psalm 90, verses 1 through 8 and 12. 4,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, or like a watch in the night. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn us back to dust and say, turn back, you mortals. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, or like a watch in the night. You sweep them away, they are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. For we are consumed by your anger, by your wrath we are overwhelmed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. So teach us to count our days, that we may gain a wise heart. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. 4,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, or like a watch in the night.
Our reading from God's word today comes from Revelation 16, verses 1 through 7. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple say to the seven angels, go and pour out the seven bowls of God's anger on the earth. So the first angel poured out his bowl on the earth, and a nasty and terrible sore appeared on the people who had the beast mark and worshipped its image. The second angel poured out his bowl into the sea, and the sea turned into blood, like the blood of a corpse, and every living thing in the sea died. The third angel poured his bowl into the rivers and springs of water, and they turned into blood. Then I heard the angel of the waters say, you are just, Holy One, who is and was, because you have given these judgments. They poured out the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. They deserve it. And I heard the altar say, yes, Lord God Almighty, Your judgments are true and just. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, Charles Simeon. 200 years ago, students at the English universities were required to attend church regularly and to receive the Holy Communion at least once a year. This latter requirement often had bad effects, in that it encouraged hypocrisy and an irreverent reception of the sacrament. Occasionally, however, it was a good effect, as with the Cambridge student Charles Simeon. He wrote on the 29th of January, 1779, I came to college. On the 2nd of February, I understood that at division of term, I must attend the Lord's Supper. The provost absolutely required it. Conscience told me that if I must go, I must repent and turn to God. By this experience, his life was transformed. Upon finishing his college work, he was ordained and shortly appointed chaplain of Holy Trinity, Cambridge, where he remained for 55 years until shortly before his death on the 12th of November, 1836. His ministry helped to transform the lives of many undergraduates, of whom we may mention two in particular. Henry Martin, inspired by Simeon, abandoned his intention of going into law and instead devoted his life and his considerable talents to preaching the gospel in India and Persia. William Wilberforce, also led in part by Simeon's ministry of teaching and example, devoted his life to the abolition of slavery throughout the British Empire. Simeon's enthusiasm and zeal brought him much ridicule and abuse, which he bore uncomplainingly. Though he himself remained in one place, his influence extended throughout the Anglican world.
Our colleague, Charles Simeon. Lord God, whose unerring wisdom and unbounded love order all things, grant us in all things to see your hand, that following the example and teaching of your servant, Charles Simeon, we may walk with Christ in all simplicity and serve you with a quiet and contented mind. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Let's pray for prayers for strength and confidence. Heavenly Father, giver of life and health, comfort and relieve your sick servants. and give your power of healing to those who minister to their needs, that those for whom our prayers are offered may be strengthened in their weakness and have confidence in your loving care. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. A prayer for the absent. O God, whose fatherly care reaches into the uttermost parts of the earth, we humbly pray you graciously to behold and bless those whom we love, now absent from us. Defend them from all dangers of soul and body, and grant that both they and we, drawing nearer to you, may be bound together by your love in the communion of your Holy Spirit and in the fellowship of your saints, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
For the beauty of the earth, we give you thanks, most gracious God, for the beauty of earth and sky and sea, for the richness of mountains, plains, and rivers, for the songs of birds and the loveliness of flowers. We praise you, Lord, for these gifts, and we pray that we may safeguard them for our posterity. Grant that we may continue to grow in our grateful enjoyment of your abundant creation, to the honor and glory of your name, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The Colic of the Week. O God, whose blessed Son came into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that, having this hope, we may purify ourselves as he is pure, that when he comes again with power and great glory, we may be like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Our concluding prayer. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us safely into this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor, until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.